Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, my friends, welcome back to the Daily Practice. It's time for a brand new little episode here. I have a new practice for you for this week. We are, of course, diving deep into the area of our well-being where we are struggling right now. I know you have things that you do in your life and in your day-to-day to take good care of yourself. You are doing the very best you can in so many areas. And I think it's absolutely normal to go through different cycles of sometimes having it be very easy to do the self-care things, to really take care of ourselves and to move our bodies and to make sure we get the right amount of sleep and that we're eating well and all the things. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves in another kind of cycle or another season where those things just get more challenging, right? That is totally normal. And I also think we are going to have certain areas of our lives and certain areas of our well-being where taking care of ourselves is just easy and it happens effortlessly. And other areas we are going to struggle more. It's going to be more challenging. And this might relate to how you were raised. It might relate to what was modeled for you when you were growing up. It might relate to your day-to-day and just how your life situation is set up right now. It might relate to your family situation, your work situation, how busy you are, how stressed out you are. All of that, of course, makes an impact. An example of this is I generally struggle to sleep well, but I have a 10-month-old baby who I co-sleep with, who nurses all night long. Now is just not the season for me to focus on getting amazing sleep because it's just not going to happen. So, of course, we have to really take into account what's going on in our day-to-day and be kind to ourselves and cut ourselves some slack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What I want to identify today and what I want you to sit down and really journal on is that one area of your self-care where you really struggle right now and you wish you had different tools or you wish you had more support or that you had something you could apply to make this area a little bit easier for you. So that one area of your well-being where you just maybe need a little kick in the butt to get going, or where you maybe need some more motivation or inspiration, or just more action and dedication to actually be able to take good care of yourself. So what you're writing in your journal today as you start journaling is an area of self-care that I am struggling with right now is... An area of self-care that I am struggling with right now is. And I want you to start writing and keep writing and let those thoughts and those feelings really flow without judgment. Okay. This is not about getting deep into the nitty-gritty of why things are the way they are. It's not about beating ourselves up that we just should be doing better in this area, but we're not. It's not about failing in any way. It's just about getting really aware and conscious of where we're struggling right now. And chances are, just by contemplating this, by journaling on this, you are going to find some clarity. You might even be able to put some puzzle pieces into place, and you might even realize that there is a clear, valid reason why this one area is challenging for you right now. And chances are, the way toward taking better care of yourself in this area is not through hatred or judgment or being really harsh and unkind to yourself. It's not about beating yourself up. It's about realizing and identifying what you actually need. And sometimes it could be to lower our expectations, to let things be messy, to understand that this is not the season for this one area of your life to function perfectly well. It could be that you need support in different areas or in different ways so that you can actually have the time and the energy to take care of yourself in this one area of your life. Or it could be something else. Maybe you are lacking that motivation or dedication or discipline. You are going to find these answers as you go deeper into contemplation today. So sit down to journal. An area of self-care that I am struggling with right now is. And let's see where this practice takes us. Thank you so much for being here, tuning in with me today. I hope you have a beautiful rest of this day with some more clarity. I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.